I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gwynn and Chris program, talking Padres baseball, joined by the Padres' great pitching coach, Darren Balsley, nice enough to spend a little time with us from Phoenix, where the Padres will play the Diamondbacks tonight. Darren, I wanted to start off by asking, what has been your general message to the three kids who have all made their major league debuts this year, all of whom have been incredibly successful?
Yeah, you know, I've kind of learned their personalities, and my general message has become different than I thought it would be, just because our minor league development people and just these kids' personalities in general, they don't spook off, they don't scare. Huh. So they've handled it really well. I mean, you know, rookie debuts, opening day in St. Louis, you know, some pretty good offensive teams we faced already. They show a healthy respect to major league hitters. They're in the big leagues for the first time. But there's never really been that moment thus far that I've made a mound visit or spoken to them in the dugout where I've seen fear. And that's a healthy thing. There's a plenty of respect, like I said, but they are handling everything extremely well. And basically my approach has been to remind them why they are pitching well and why they're keeping us in games. It's because they're competing well. And the actual major league atmosphere is not overwhelming to them right now. So that's a credit to them.
That's fantastic. I mean, because honestly, you probably did expect that you'd have to try to at least calm them down a little and relax everybody. But they've just looked relaxed. They've all looked like they belong there, just kind of like Eric Lauer did on opening day. It looked like the perfect choice. He was relaxed, comfortable, pitched a really good game.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm a huge NFL fan, and I kind of compare it to a stud young quarterback that you know is loaded with talent, but you're kind of expecting ups and downs and rookie type mistakes and throwing across your body across the field where you're not supposed to. And these guys thus far haven't done any of that. Really, they're approaching it the right way. They're not trying to do too much. I'm sure that situation's going to pop up since they are young, and it happens to veterans also. But so far, so good. It's been a blast for me to watch these young kids go out and compete. And they are meshing in with our veterans very, very well. I mean, our veterans have accepted them, and they know they're going to give us a chance to win baseball games.
They are doing just that. Darren Balsley joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. And I understand Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us as well. Sir, jump in there and throw a question at Mr. Balsley.
First of all, Darren, how are you doing today, brother?
Nice, T. Good to hear from you, man. One of the best center fielders ever to roam center field in Petco Park.
Wow, that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice.
He says this every time I run into him. Thank you for the compliment.
Truth, man.
I appreciate it.
It's the truth.
I want to ask you a little bit. You guys were talking about how well the young guys have really handled the early portion of this season. And being that they're young, there's a lot of, they haven't had a lot of innings, you know, throughout the course of a season. How are you planning to manage the fact that with such a young staff and not a lot of experience, how are you planning to manage their innings throughout the course of the year?
Yeah, we're going to, you know, Tony, we have good depth in our minor leagues. There's going to be times when guys, you know, they have options. They go back and forth. There's going to be times when we push them back and have a spot starter like we did yesterday.
Yeah, because everybody, by the way, everybody freaked out when the Paddock wasn't starting yesterday's game. Before the news came out why it was happening, everybody's asking, are they hurt? Is Matt Strom hurt? and so I thought I'd ask you so we can kind of calm everybody's nerves here in San Diego.
Yeah, man, that's going to happen on occasion. And you know, we're fortunate coming up here. We have a stretch where we have a couple off days in the next 10 days or so. So we're not going to have to do that. They're going to be able to get their extra rest just because of the off days. But we're going to have to watch that and monitor it without pampering them and babying them. You know, right. if a kid's throwing a gym, we're going to leave them out there. But, you know, we watch their pitch counts. Their bullpens are structured in a way that They're not overworked, but it's good. It's quality work. And these kids are mature, like I was saying, so I get feedback from them if they're dragging a little bit, if they're a little sore, a little tired. They've been truthful so far, so I can back off their workload or add to it according to how they feel. So with the intellect and how good these guys, how well these guys compete, I don't, and how honest they are, it's going to be, we're going to have to be a little bit different, but so far so good, and that's the way it's working.
No question about it. Darren Balsley working his magic with the Padres young pitching staff. Real quick, Darren, let me ask you about the bullpen. And just led by Kirby Yates, but also anchored with Craig Stammen. And then Trey Wingenter gets in there last night, gets his first save. Stock has been good, a little more inconsistent than the others. But the point being, these guys are really doing a great bit of work down there because the starters are mostly going 5-6 innings.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, it's not ideal. We'd like our starters to go 6 to 8, but it's just what happened. You know, we've had a few games where we've had to pinch hit for them early when they were throwing well. So hasn't all been there, you know, as far as the pitch count goes and stuff like that. Some of them could have went a few more innings, but we want to win baseball games. And when you have Hunter Renfro sitting on the bench in the sixth and it's time for Nick Margavich just to hit, you'd probably rather have Hunter go up there and hit a pinch hit bomb. So those situations have come up a few times, but to get back to what you were saying, yeah, our pen has been fantastic so far. I don't know what the numbers reflect. We had a little bit of a setback last night. D-backs came back, and in my opinion, sometimes you got to tip your cap to the opposition, put together some good ABs and their major league players. So, you know, we've come back this season on a few occasions, and they did it to us last night. But all in all, the veteran leadership we have down there, and Stammen, Yates, I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, and I wish I wasn't, but those two guys lead that bullpen down there and make sure the guys are doing their work. They're a unit, a steady unit, and they're tight. And to me, that's the most important thing you can have as a bullpen. Their togetherness and awareness of who may need to pitch that night and who's going to need to step it up that night to pick up the rest of the pen. They're aware of all those things. So far, so couldn't be more proud of those guys, and that's expected out of our pen. I think, as you both know, throughout the years, at least since I've been here, one of our huge strengths has been the bullpen and been that unity. It all started with Trevor Hoffman teaching guys how to be that way, and it keeps rolling. It keeps transferring to the next generation, the next group.
Now, how does that happen, Darren? I mean, it's new faces, different personalities, but yet throughout the troubled time of this organization, the bullpen has always been solid. What do you attest that to?
Well, talent, first of all, Tony. I mean, you need talent to play this game, but I still go on the Trevor thing, man, because he's still around, and he's able to communicate with these guys in spring training. He's still, you know, he's around the ballpark. I make sure I steer some of our guys towards Trev when he's around and when he's available, just to relay things that he and his Trevor's bullpen's used to do. Yeah. I've had fantastic bullpen coaches over the years who have done a great job for me. Had four of them, and they've all done a fantastic job. We're on the same page. But I honestly was unfortunate just to have those personalities come into our organization and be those type of guys. I think our front office has done a great job in gathering those type of people and being aware of who may be resurrected here as a Padre. And knock on wood, it's worked throughout the years. So we've been a little bit fortunate, but the hard work put into finding these guys and just the unity of the pen themselves and their personalities has been their strength.
I'll be the one to say that the one constant also has been the fact that Darren Balsley has been in charge
like
of all these guys.
So out of there, Darren.
We
got to
mention that at least there. Hey, Darren, thanks for the time. Know you're busy. Got to get ready for the game tonight. Best of luck. Keep it going with these young kids. It's been, like you said, it's really been a joy to watch this. Yeah. Lots of fun, and I hope for continued success. Thanks for joining us.
See you, Darren.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. See you, man.
You betcha. There he is, Darren Balsley, the Padres pitching coach, on the SDCCU fan hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County's Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.